Lesson 4, Hang On. It feels so dark, the sky is gray. Nothing to live for, you cannot pray. You have no hope, is this the end? Just take my hand, I'll be your friend. I've been there too, I must explain. Because I've suffered, I feel your pain. You don't know how you will survive. You even wonder why you're alive. Hang on, love is never gone. Though it feels like night, let love shine a light. One day, your pain will go away. Love will lift you up. Love will always stay. Your eyes show your heart is broken. There's so much pain, it's unspoken. But without hope, it's crushed your soul. There was no reason and no control. Just hang on, strength can be drawn. Though you are numb, do not succumb. One day, your pain will go away. Love will lift you up. Love will always stay. I wish there was an end to pain, then just love would remain. Hang on, for a day will dawn, different than before, but you'll smile once more. On that day, your pain has gone away. Love lifted you up. You'll be okay. Hang on. Hang on, hang on. I've shared songs expressing my deep grief with the first few lessons for this course. Those songs comfort me, but my song Hang On celebrates hope of healing. When I was grieving, I felt like my pain would never end. There were definitely times I felt hopeless. It was miraculous when one day my heart stopped bleeding. I had managed to hang on somehow. The term hanging on conveys desperation. I had to search hard for reasons and motivation to hang on to life when I was suffering with grief. Initially, I wrote Hang On to give other people hope of healing. I was very idealistic by stating boldly, "Your pain will go away." But how could I know that? After Jason died, I cringed whenever anyone told me that time would heal. A few years after composing Hang On, I was perplexed that I wrote those words. I thought of changing them, but decided my song was part of my healing journey. I was expressing my enthusiasm over feeling joy again. If I rewrote those lyrics now, I would state instead my pain went away. I prefer to inspire hope as an example of someone who journeyed through the darkness to find light at the end of the tunnel. Although I composed my song to help other people, the true miracle was how much my song helped me. How was it possible that I found healing and joy during a time of overwhelming stress? I composed the lyrics and music to Hang On while my father was slowly dying. I missed the closeness with my mother, who was declining with dementia. And on top of everything, it was suddenly dawning on me that my marriage was empty. I was grateful for the blessing and comfort my song gave me. The line that love will lift you up actually did. I realized that if love lifted me up through grief, then it would lift me up again as I coped with the impending loss of my parents and my marriage. As uplifting as I thought Hang On was, I received a very negative critique of my song once from a music publishing agent. She told me no one would ever buy a song that starts with, "It feels so dark, the sky is gray. That's far too sad and hopeless." I didn't allow her critique to affect my songwriting because I wasn't concerned about the commercial potential of my song. This agent didn't understand that my song began with hopelessness in order to allow for the chorus to share hope. Sometimes I look back and I wonder how I was able to hang on to hope. I wrote a story, and it's named There Was Hope for Me. I arrived at my hypnotherapy session filled with anxiety and doubtfulness. I told my hypnotherapist, Connie, how I was bursting and it was hard to contain so many feelings. I was amazed how my spoken words connected to what I heard in my head and felt in my heart, and how, as a writer, I now felt the same way with written words, too. My heart was expanded. It had been shattered and reformatted. When it was time for hypnosis, she asked me if I was willing to try something more interactive. I was totally open to it. I closed my eyes and began to relax. As she counted backwards from 20 to 0, colored light surrounded me, and soon I was filled with calmness. I floated off, but heard her voice in the distance saying, "Allow an image to form that represents what you are feeling when you have doubt." I said, "I have an image where I see myself lying flat on the ground. I can't get up and I can't walk. I'm defeated. The picture I see of myself on the floor reminds me of how my young son used to fall on the ground, put his face in the carpet, and scream. He was unable to speak, and after his brother died, he would have constant tantrums." Then she asked me, "Can you find a word to describe how that image feels?" I thought for a moment, and then I said, "Hopeless. My image is about feeling that there isn't any point in getting up. I just want to lie there and give up." Then she said, "All right, now I want you to find another image. Tell me what image you have of yourself now that could speak to that image on the floor." I said, "My other image is how I see myself today. I'm running and flying. I feel free and happy again. I would tell the image of myself on the ground that everything would be okay. You will get up and you will be able to walk again." I began crying and tears streamed down my cheeks. Then I said softly, "Honestly, Connie, after Jason died, I was not only on the floor, I was ready to just quit completely. I didn't even know how I'd ever get up again. I wanted to die. I don't remember much, except my existence was torture. Eventually, I had to get up because I loved my other children so much." I sobbed gently to release my emotion. Gradually, I caught my breath and became calm again. It was quiet. My eyes were still closed, but picturing the image of myself on the floor filled me with tremendous sadness. After a few moments of silence, Connie asked me to further describe the current image of myself that was speaking to my image on the ground. I told her I was young again. I remembered how I used to feel when I was at the beach. I was overlooking the ocean and my hair was blowing in the marine air. It felt like life was wonderful and anything was possible. I said, "No matter what has happened in my life, I've always maintained a smile. Smiling can make anyone look beautiful. When I was a young girl, I used to be called Smiley." It was time for me to awaken from hypnosis. Connie said, "Say goodbye to those painful images. I want you to embrace those new images, the one where you see yourself running and flying." As I opened my eyes, my cheeks felt tight from where the stream of tears had dried. I wondered what my insight would be from our session. Suddenly, I had a burst of clarity. I said to Connie, "You know, I just wish when I was on the ground and felt like I wanted to die, that I could have known someday I'd be full of joy again." She was very quiet for a moment. Her eyes were shining when she asked me a thoughtful question. "Do you realize what it is you're sharing when you write?" I said without hesitation, "I am giving other people hope. Hope is something that everyone can relate to. For so many years, I was such a stuck person, the consummate caregiver. I took care of so many people and never expressed any of my own feelings. I carried the weight of the world on my shoulders. Almost every single day after Jason died, I woke up wishing I never woke up again. Later, when my parents were living with me, I was running on empty. If there was hope for me, then there could be hope for anyone. It was after I left Connie's guest house that I had even more insight about the images from our session. I remembered more about my oldest son and how he used to lie on the ground whenever he had tantrums. He was 2 years old when Jason died. He did not speak for years after that. How I longed to hear the word mommy from him. I was unable to help my younger son cope with grief after losing his older brother. But he went from lying on the floor with his grief to becoming an extremely gentle, loving, and considerate man. Recently, he told me he has no memories of grief, of losing his vibrant older brother. It turned out that there was hope for him to someday feel better and find happiness in life, too. One cannot imagine grief. You must live it to understand it. There is no other way. That is the sadness of bereavement. It is very lonely to grieve. When I was suffering through so many overwhelming challenges in my life, I had no idea I would ever feel better. But there was always hope for me. I wish it were possible that every human could maintain hope in order to help them survive their grief. Now I want to share what hanging on meant to me. Hanging on meant living in the moment and dealing with the pain. I cried to express my sadness, and I tried not to hold in my tears. Sometimes I even screamed or yelled, but I continued to move forward. I maintained hope that I would adjust to my loss. I prayed my life would be easier in the future, and I often dreamt about it. Hanging on was my willingness to search for anything that would help me feel better. That included reading books, going to support group meetings, and crying with other people who were suffering with similar circumstances. They reminded me that I was not alone with my pain, and helping other people to hang on helped me even more. Hanging on was an expression of vulnerability. When I pictured myself slipping at the end of my rope, I gripped on tighter and prayed for the strength to continue. Sharing vulnerability represented my willingness to allow others to offer support. Hanging on taught me how strong I was. I knew I'd survive the pain somehow, and I plodded onward and did the best I could. When I was grieving, I did all those things until the day arrived when I realized that it had become easier to hang on. The sun started shining again, and life became bearable. I was proud of my survival and my deep appreciation for life. The process of emerging into the sunshine couldn't be rushed, but the most beautiful outcome of all was when I gave myself permission to be joyful, and then I found happiness. When I sing the line, "I feel your pain," I honestly feel anguish over other people's grief and circumstances. Even though I also say I've been there too, it doesn't matter. No one can truly imagine another person's pain while in deep grief. When I was deeply grieving, it was so painful, I often wondered why I was still alive. I've never forgotten lying on the ground, and I'm grateful I did not succumb. Somehow, I gradually crawled forward, and eventually, love lifted me up. I truly did not see color in the world. Everything was in black and white for years and years. And then one day, I saw color again. For this lesson, I've discussed how I hung on to survive my grief. Perhaps you could think about ways that you are hanging on. For example, when you signed up for this course, you were looking for something that could help comfort you. If you feel yourself slipping, there are hands to hold if you can look for them. You are worth it. And don't forget, your loved one is holding on to you too.